Yeah, it's a tough thing because you always think in the back of your mind, is this person legit, you know, or is this organization legit when they're asking for money, right?
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, the thing is this, it really depends upon, you know, you. Like, basically, God has probably put it on your heart that if you think you need to give to that person, you probably should. You have to use discernment, of course. I mean, like, I have seen on occasion, even here in Barrie, where, you know, you see people that are begging at one store, and then all of a sudden the next day you see them at a different store. And, you know, even though they're begging, they've got, like, high-quality shoes and pants on. They got takeout food. I'm like, who's paying for all that?
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, you got to use discernment. And, but the, as I said, the biggest thing of all here is that we have to use wise minds, but I also have to use our hearts. If the person is out to defraud you or the church, then they're going to be held accountable to God for what they did. I mean, like, I've had this happen even in, well, in a church setting. In a past church where I was at, I was, you know, one of the deacons there. And this is many years ago. And this is before service. A person came in, asked for, you know, some money because they needed, you know, some help to get tools for going on the first day of their job. They didn't have any money.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, our pastor at the time was away. And it was kind of like left up to me to like make the decision. I'm like, all right, let's go.
Yeah.
So we did that. We, you know, we gave them the money, never saw them again. But the point is this, you know, I think that they were hopefully using it for the right purposes and not to try and just, you know, make a big scam.
Right.
But if they were, hey, that is between God and them and they will answer for it someday.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's just, yeah, giving it to God. My Uncle Jimmy, he said, you know, I've got to the point where if God tells me to throw my wallet out the window, I'm going to be like, okay, God, you're going to, if that's what you want me to do. Like,
yeah. Yeah.
And so I try to, when I'm getting on, you know, the off ramp of the highway or whatever, you know, usually there's somebody with a sign and
yep.
I really like just, I'm just like, all right, God, like, what am I supposed to do here? Especially like if I have change, of course, if I don't have any change on me, what am I going to do? But
yeah,
it's something that if God's telling you, I think it's something to listen. And sometimes I feel like God's not even just doing it for that person, but they're doing it. He's doing it for you. He's giving you that situation to see, is Andrew going to listen? Is Jake going to listen to me and be obedient?
Well, yeah, because scripture, of course, tells us that God loves a cheerful giver, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if we're going to give to the person thinking in the back of the minds, oh, I can't stand that I'm doing this, then don't bother, okay?
Yeah.
God doesn't want that kind of giver. But if you're generally sitting there going, you know what, I think I need to give, then don't hold back.
Right, exactly.